Also schon muss in der Mukse machen es. Geht Mukse, das ist sicher Mukse machen es mit zwar. Damit ich noch die Mishwur starts off, da vor mir Mukse ist, das ist Xar Kiss, das ist Gufoi, das ist Kliis und das Bosses. Vegetation starts over that. And also he says, there's Sugil Mukse Machmas Mitzvah, which he sends you to Simon Tofer Shalom and Ches. This anyway came across by the Gemara and Dapim Heim and Aleph. And any safe that writes about Mukse, they all have a parak or chilek going to the Indian of Mukse Machmas Mitzvah. To be clear, you have to realize there are three separate Sugyas, three separate Nyanan, and three separate Alokas going on over here. That means we have the Sugya by us, that Dapim Heim and Aleph is discussing what Mukse does Rav Shimon agree to. The Gemara says Mukse Machmas Isser. And also says in the Muksa Machmas Mitzvah Hashis, that means the Isser of Tiltul by something of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. Agam, there's a place to the shadow what it exactly means, but it's because of the Isser of Shimush, but the Isser of Tiltul. And the Aloch, like all Muksas, is a case of the abundance. That's one Sukkah. The Makor is moving down, the Sukkah of a Sukkah or Noi Sukkah, we come along and ask it, even Shimon agrees, there's a Sukkah of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah of the Indian Afti Metaltalit. The second Makor, the Gemara and Shabbos of that called Bezum Nala, the Gemara discussing person counting money in front of Neres Chanukah. The Gemara said, L'mai sits also, with the Ilm calls the Sukkah Bezum Mitzvah. The Makor, the Gemara brings down the same exact price, the price of Sukkah, of Nois Sukkah. The Gemara says, with the Makor for it, Avun de Kulon Dam, the Makor says, Kisei Dam, Loka, the person that cannot cover it with his foot, the Dam of the offer, it's a Bezum here, therefore it's also. That means you have two different Makaris already. We have one in that Memheim and Aleph, the Sugya of Stam of Total. We have a second Sugya of the Inyan of Mitzad, Bezum Mitzvah. Our third Inyan of Mokso is the Gemara and Sukkah that tests from Aleph. The Gemara discusses over there how do you know that Atzei Sukkah is also all days of Sukkahs. The Gemara brings down a Pasuk of Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem, Machag Lashem, also Av Sukkah Lashem. Just like the Korban is Osir to Hashem, also the Sukkah is also Osir. So we have a third Maramokam, a third Pasuk, or a third Makar, this Indian, and the Indian of Kedushas Sukkah is Osir. And again, we have the Sugya of Tiltul Muksa, we have a Sugya of Bezum Mitzvah, and Kedushas Sukkah. The question really is, what are the differences? Now the Mishmur again sends you to the local Simon Tafari Shalom and Ches, that's the local Muksa Machmas Mitzvah is. You learn the Shulchan Aruch slowly over there. Sif Aleph is a Sugya over there of Mas Sukkah, Mas Chag Lashem, Av Sukkah Lashem. The Gemara on this. In the Sukkah that tests from Aleph. Lachan Sif Beis over here is Sukkah of Bezum Mitzvah. The Sukkah that Chav Beis on Aleph and Shabbos. So I'm moving down the third Sukkah on Daf Memhei, the Sukkah of Tiltul Muksa. That means all three Mukses of Mitzvah, three different Makaris, are all three brought down in the Lachan Sim Tov Reish Lam and Ches. Now the question is, the Rishonim by us, the Amban Daf Memhei, the Rishonim that Chav Beis, they discuss what is the chilk between the two Sukkahs? Why do we need three different Makaris for it? Why do we have three different Nyanim over here? The way they like Yeski more is the Indian of Ma Chag Lashem Av Sukkah Lashem, which everyone knows in the Yeshiva Shem is Zephyrus, on that test, they didn't derive so. It's a Pasuk, they're not very clear to derive so. Mashengim also, that the Mehem and Alpha discussed the Sukkah of Tiltul Muksa, which is a case of the Rabbanon. So what is it? Is it derive so? Ma Chag Lashem? What's the Shimon agreeing to? What's the case of Tiltul Muksa over here? So what is the different Sukkahs going on over here? So they go through each one. Go through first Ma Chag Lashem, the Sugya Bezum Mitzvah, then the ending point is Tiltul Muksa. So first, according to the first Sugya, that test on Alvin Sukkah, Ma Chag Lashem, Av Sukkah Lashem. Again, the Rishonim asked the question, what is this Sugya? What are we discussing over here? They come on first, the Re and Sukkah in that test, or the fourth time the Sugya is brought down in Beya, and that Lama of Beis, come on the Re and he says, the Yisod of Yerit is Dakum when the Sukkah is standing. When the Sukkah fell down on Sukkahs, then you have the Sugya Bezum Mitzvah, a Tiltul Muksa. But the Inyan Ma Chag Lashem Av Sukkah Lashem is only one standing, which is Sukkah, is aiming to be a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, you will not have the Sugya of Ma Chag Lashem Av Sukkah Lashem. Come on, Ramban and Beitam, they disagree. Circle, circle, but standing and not standing should not make a difference. Come on, Ramban to the second Malach. He said the definition of a Sukkah is a Heksher mitzvah. Everyone knows Sukkah, not Gimel, the Gedder is Zayin al Zayin. The mitzvah of Sukkah is only 7, 12 by 7. Anything more than that is not a chiyuv. Therefore, he wants to tie anything that's built in the original Sukkah. Well, let's say you build a Sukkah bigger, if that was the whole shear originally, we're not ma'isav to it. That's a heksher Sukkah. That's the chiyuv ma'achag l'ashem av Sukkah l'ashem. Anything built being ma'isav upon that, that's Bezum Mitzvah. That's Tiltul Muksa, but it's not the Sukkah of ma'achag l'ashem av Sukkah l'ashem.
So you see,
it says either Zayin or Zayin, or whatever you built originally in your moistav to it, yes.
Okay, but let's say now you take off from the original part, but there's still left.
You'll have a problem. Why? The original part has a Merchag Lashem and the Bayah Kedusha.
You still have the Shir Sukkah. There's still four walls.
That is a Sofa. This is the Kedusha's Chalapon.
So now if you take the Sofa and then you take off the Sofa, that's fine.
Mitzvah, this idea, yeah. We have Vayah, Bizeh, Mitzvah, and Totem Oksibu. Now the Vayah of Machal Lashem, Apsuk Lashem. We'll have different local. We'll get the first.
It goes by the original part.
Right.
So even then, if you take off you have four walls, right? The first few walls you did originally, and you take off a piece of that wall.
We'll have this halacha, which we didn't define
right.
yet.
That yes. will be Oyver, right? But you still have a kosher sukkah, right? Right?
Yes.
Then let's say you take off from the piece now that makes it oyster, so that still would not. You would not be over.
It won't be over this concept, correct? As far as I understand. Kamun Rabban on Osna Sukkah from Hain, he wants to disagree, he wants time to not like by Tom, he wants time it's not the Heksher Sukkah, it's not the Indian of Daka standing. He says the whole entire Sukkah is Veltzer, even the fellow Veltzer. What's going on with Ephraim Hain saying over here? We have it in the Feltamoks, he wants to say a new thing. The only company Moisif, one on the last day of Mingus Katsoy Ben Ashmosh is Katsoy Kuliyami. The Gemara is Moisif on the eighth day, it's also it's Muksa, that's the stuff on the whole entire Brysa. Otherwise, yeah, Machag Lashem. That means the real comes out. What is our sugya from he's saying the three different chiefs among the Rishonim? We says that the Indian is discussing when it fell. You have Tiltum Muksa. The main time is saying it's talking more than the Heksha Sukkah. And the man said no, discussing only to be Moisif the last day over here. Halacha the Paskin, the Torah brings down Tov Shalom and says the different chiefs over here. The Machab Paskin is very clearly like the Rebbeinu Tam. The Halacha is the Heksha Mitzvah is the Machab Hashem Afsuk Hashem. Anything more than that will be Nichol again to Rabbanon. Or it's called a Bizeh Mitzvah or Totem Muksah. We don't have this halakha over here. That means that's the Heksher. Now, what defines what's part of the Heksher Mitzvah? That means everyone knows the Schach is part of the Mitzvah. The question is, what about the walls? What about the floor? So, come on the Torah, the Mizam Achlokes Rambam, versus the Rosh, are the walls part of Machag Lashem, Afsuk Lashem? Says the Rosh, and everyone knows, why is something called a Sukkah? Hashem Schach Korei Sukkah. That means the Ik is Avad of the Schach. Are the walls also an ikar part of the sukkah? Says the Rosh, since we know the pasuk says, by pesalus going to yekev, is the mechayiv to put on the sukkah, and that more dash is only for the schach. The schach has to be something that's not mekabel tumah, it's gadol min oretz, and not the walls. So the ikar sukkah is not for the schach, and the walls will not have this halacha. The walls, ma'aseh, will not have this chumah, machal Hashem, af sukkah Hashem. Atzad Hashani, the Rambam disagrees. He understands, we've seen the Gemara that says, sukkah, sukkahis. The Gemara can't tell you that chelik of the sukkah is the walls. The Loch Moshe Mishinai, the walls have to hold up the Schach, and there was Chelik of also the Inin of Machag Lashem, Afsuk Lashem. So you have Machlokes over here. The Maisa, the Torah again brings down to the Cheetah, so bringing down the Rosh holds the Iker, do not need to include the walls. The Maisa, the Machab went that way. One like the Rambam, says the Loch is even the walls are part of this Isser. Once the walls are part of this, the Kamal Ramoshe, the Avnezer before him, says, Ladach to the walls, even the floor. If you put Krushim on the ground, to make the floor for the sukkah, that's also part of the schiv over here. But Moshe does say, well, let's say you put carpet on top of that, that's not ikkah chelik, might be nechel again of noi. It's not the chelik of the sukkah per se. So it comes out first, what is the pasuk Machal Hashem going on, l'loch l'maisa? So first, it's in there which we have a pasuk deraisa. We're going on a case of schach, the fanas, and the walls. However, the pasuk is very clear, brought down by the mechaber, dafka when he used it already. As mona l'maisa la melsi. That's what we're discussing over here, Aleph. Second is now, what is the gedder of Machag Lashem? What's the definition over here? The words of the Machab is, Ve'in Usimahem, you cannot have enough from it. That means you cannot lean upon it. The schach, the walls, you can't lean upon it. So you cannot have enough from it. The question is, what do you mean you cannot have enough from it? So the way how the Mishmur comes from the Taz Be'etzem, he says the word Ne'usa means, Hainu Derech Bittel. You can't have enough that causes Bittel out of it. Why? Because that's Mevatak Yushasai. Alav Oishi Kayemes, Ein Issa Anah, Bimenu. When this mechalei avadik lean upon it, or the nechalei Hashem davar kivun should die to shosin aleil. The issa machag Hashem is coming to mevatel the sukkah. Coming to mevatel the sukkah. The mekor that points out lechor is really tesis on the chabeis. He asks, why do you say avun de kulam is from dam? Say avun de kulam is case of sukkah. He wants to tie no lechol box and have mina because sukkah say dafka sugya bittel. Come in the dam, come the sugya bizei mitzvah over here. If you look at the Ramban and the Rashba, both the Chabez and also the Afim, hey, the one time that look is Dafka Asuga of Bittel. Just to explain what that means and bring it down practically, the Shemir Shabbat Kulchotim, he starts off this Indian of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, he has one long footnote, and it takes up command the whole entire Omid. The question the Olam asks, on Sukkot, to sit in the Sukkot when it's raining, might be called a hedyot. But people sit there, protects you a little bit, why not? So the question is, discuss, what is the heter to sit there when it's not a mock mitzvah? Might be having enough from it. Machar l'Hashem, afsuk l'Hashem. How in the world are you having enough from something and it's not a mock mitzvah? How can you sit there? The Gemara says, you're hedyot, it sounds like you're allowed to. How can you sit there? You're having a nose, protecting the rain from staying out. Even Israel here, of singing the sukkah, using it from your own enjoyment. And life, how can you do that? It's not mock mitzvah over here. So the Masham brings down that someone wrote to him that the schusar from the echnami talser. He says in the book that the pitch chonar couldn't find. What's an echnami talser? So the gadol goes to the sugya back and forth among the rishonim and the paiskim, and he has a problem. Exactly, was the heter to go to the side of the sukkah when it's raining? Even if there machar l'shem afsuk l'shem. So one teretz says in Masham, very simple. The whole Indian of us having a nod is derech bittel. You're not being mavatl the sukkah, standing there, not doing anything. Again, the definition of the Israel is only to mavatl it, come to ruin it, destroy it, it cannot be used anymore. It says to Masham, we bring that toys in the Fabez, also Membez, Membez, once I know we see from the sugya, the Israel is dafka bittel. You're not being mavatl the sukkah over here. Therefore, the Shemir Shabbos brings down that way, the Mishal Mazalman, or the Yashu go this way. They want to have the definition is dafka bittel. Now, the only Gilad of Masel points out, it's not like to bring a right from Taisa Daf Habez, said that Dafka Lahavimino. The right that Masham brings out from Taisa Daf Habez, but also Daf Habez, you look at it, he's not discussing the Sugya Machak Lashem, he's discussing the Sugya Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, a separate Sugya, which Shukur and Masham's understanding is a building block coming from Machak Lashem, which we'll get to Bezer Hashem. Well, my said, there's one very simple answer why we sit there when it's raining, it's Poshkis right, not coming to Mavatul Mitzvah here. There's another way that the Olam likes answering it, a question everyone discusses on Sukkot, is that bringing down the Goyim, and the Chodesh is very clear that when Kribit Shurim, he wants to tie into the whole entire Yisr, is only when there's a mitzvah. When it's raining, there's no mitzvah inside the Sukkah. So the words of the Goyim is ain't shame Sukkah, it's not a Sukkah right now. So the Yisr cannot have enough from the Sukkah. It's not a Sukkah right now. It's raining. It's like after Yom Tif. Which the Shammah Yonasim says, he doesn't understand. Maisim, it falls down, he said, that still doesn't get the machal Hashem, obstacle Hashem. We pass on like Rebbeinu Tam over here. So here's not worse the case of falling down. Why look at the after chag? So he says you can answer the chalak, but ain't come welcome larach. He doesn't explain exactly why. Before that's the second malach. The third malach, the tziv comes along and says, you saw it, and I've made it also. The one time that the whole get the machal Hashem, obstacle Hashem is dark with something, when you're not having this standard hanah. Let's say it's made to have a specific hanah of it. It's made to sin. What's the sukkah for? To give tzel, to protect you. So he's sitting there, having self, protecting you from the rain. That's its function. The whole it is not to do its function. He said, I'll bring your eye up. Nerus Shabbos. How do you know from it? Even for the Rechol. You know, because the function of Nerus Shabbos is to enjoy. He's got to have to sleep with the tzitzis. How can you wear begging at night? Especially you wear klein, wear shatnas. How can you do that? What's the time? Why? Because the function is what? To be a beggar. So its function, with it comes from the kahuna also, its function was not nichol machach l'Hashem, afsuk l'Hashem. So here the function of a sukkah is nichlis category. So again, these are three tools from all three brought down by the Shmir Shabbos. Chilchosay to answer this question. Vicky brings down from Zalman, the definition is bittul. Or he wants to go to the second mouth, it's not shame sukkah over here. Or he said over here that its function is not nichl and isl over here. Now all three could be amiss. This I heard a shiur 10 years ago from Osher Weiss, who was discussing this question. In Rav Rubin Shul, he came on sukkah to give a shiur for an hour. So first he starts off giving 10 tools from this question. He knocks all 10 of them away. Then it comes along with your feldic, your side. He wants to tie on. Sure, you call the head yet. But my Kaim mitzvah sing the sukkah even though it's raining. It's a mitzvah. So I call it a mitzvah. So Reuben was sitting there. He saw the mamash shrying against him. And of course, the Rosh Hashanah says, look, by Terosko, you don't know what you're talking about. Give a whole shiur against him. Fine, that was mamash. We call it a very geschmack for Yantar and sukkahs. But he wants to tie the chiddush over here. But Etim is a mitzvah. So why don't you have enough of it? You'll have enough. That's the mitzvah. He's singing, getting enough of it. But the comes out, what is the definition? The definition is to mevatlet derechanosa of the Maisha, that's the Issel over here. Take another example. It comes up certain times, people, for example, they go to the mountains for sukkahs. They build a sukkah there, v'chalamoy, and after the last day, they take it down, they come down to the city. Are you allowed to take down the sukkah? You mean mevatl the mitzvah. It's bittul over here. The question they come to explain, what is the definition of the Issel, machag l'ashem av sukkah l'ashem? Is it a bittul, you mevatel the mitzvah, you're taking it down? When the issus cannot have a no, and the no is through bittul. The issus having a no, the no is through bittul. That means you're taking it down, you're not having a no. But you mevatel the mitzvah. So what's the yisayid over here? Are you allowed to take it down? It's coming the Shalom Eishiv, we're down by the Piskei Tshuva, he tells the Maisets also take it down. Bittul, Machat Hashem, Avsak Hashem. The voice him goes that way. Atzad HaSheni, the Ikrei Dinim, Shalom Zaman, one time the Maisets, he said over here, I'm not Eidei Bittul, you can't take it down. Well, Chodim go Mekan Lekan, raise different ways, what the lock is. The Maisets, the Piskei Tshuva, as well saying, Machlok is a Poiskim. Machlok is, can you take down the Sukkah? On Chalom Oidim, why go do that? They do say if you take it down, says Eliezer, and build it somewhere else, that's Beseder. Take it down over here and need it somewhere else, that's one way. The Shamanese wants time if you make it tonight, let's go tonight, he wants time that also helps, not that simple. Those want time, if it's get true, it's easily allowed to take it down, but if you're doing it for no tzarech at all, that's Beza Mitzvah, a different sugyo. You can't stop take it down. Only reason why you take it down, going to leaving the mouth, is get ruined over there. So one person told me Yisru of what to go do, he said very simple. The schach and the walls you can take down to get ruined. But the poles, what's the answer? The poles not going to get ruined. You have to keep it all year. Come back in the summer, it'll still be there. What's the big deal? So one time he said, has to be right to take down the schach. The poles, if they're... No, they don't get rusty. What do they do? Okay, if they do, it's not going to be the same inside. This case, this is what the guy told me. We all told him, that's what you can't take down the poles. Why? Machak, let's have a solution. Although, tell me, what's the answer at all? Fine, that's a shaila. Also, what is the definition? The bittul is the issur, but they're not the few bittul or the bittul per se. Another example, take another case, is this issur of machal Hashem asuk Hashem discussing my sukkis. What about other cases? The example, dal minim, a lulav and esrik, they have the same chiv over here. So the kamat is before Shirashi, daf lamed zayin and sukkah, that said this halach applies to the dal minim also. Means on the pasuk, machal Hashem asuk Hashem. That's when we trace again that for based by us. He says, why do you need Abu and the Kulam by the case of Dam? Say Abu and the Kulam by the case of a Sukkah. So he wants to ask why it was the case of Bittul ones not. That sounds like Echlam in the case for all mitzvahs. Last after a case of a Sukkah. If so, the one time off, the Pigma book among the Quim that sells, the Pigma Gunner Day is in Kukhef discussions in Indian. But the Maisa understands that there is Machag Lashem by Abaminim, and Pashi Rashi, Chor of the Rishonim. The question is, can you take now your lulav and use it already the first day? So ready is a chalpana mitzvah. You come along, you want to rip off one of the leaves and make it into a ring around your lulav. Can you go do that? You mean mevatel from the mitzvah of lulav. It's more than the hefshir mitzvah, is only its share. This is more than hefshir mitzvah. We paskin, even more than hefshir mitzvah could be chalpakas for a dindra rabban over here. Come along from our shaman says to take it off your own lulav, yeah, another lulav you want to find out, it's also. Another example, come on the Shana Torah, and he wants to discuss, can you take off people on the Shana Rabbah, they have their Shanas, and they want to wrap it up with something. So a lot of people see, they take from the lulav, they wrap it around their Shanas. He wants Taina to come to local Sim Tov Reish Mem Tes, which brings down a Chloikis Tesis and the Ritv and others, Mitzad HaSugya Hekshem Mitzvah, can you take off part of the lulav? He wants Taina Mishmur Maisa the Machum from the Goyim, to take it off, give a Baya. You're using something that's a chelik over here of the Mitzvah, you're taking it off and you're wrapping around, the Chloik can't go do that. Why nichol is iser? It's katzoy for its mitzvah over here. Therefore, again, this Indian does come up when people take the lulav, part of the lulav off when they already made it for the bracha. That means what kids are doing and making kli shalach as one of la mosi, like it says clearly. But once you use it for the mitzvah, you have a katzoy la mitzvah. You cannot take part of the lulav off and wrap it around and use it for your ashanis or someone else's lulav to make a kli shalach around it or the kabbat, the ring around it.
You make it tonight.
So the tonight, the place cannot be happy with it. I'm hoping it's in the tonight. And the Bekir is Machmer against it. The Chathil of all the bottles.
But your own
lulav
is the same?
And the own lulav, Hashem says, is fine. That's part of the one mitzvah there. Another example they discuss. There seems to be an hog out there that people take the Esrik in the last day of Sukkot and take a bite out of it and bite off the pitim. Can you go do that? So first, where's the Makar for that? So say for Elf HaMogayim, the Sim Tafrei Samach, it brings down on the day of Hashanah Rabbah, Isha is Mubaris will bite off the pitim. What's the reason? He says, because the Isha, when she bites off the pitim, gives stokah, she should make a tefillah and say, can you do what the Eitz Hadas woman, the Omo, is a case of an Esrik. And the Esrik caused that chait, through this chait, Misa came to the world. And that, therefore, can cause a tzaris also. So she'll go ahead and show that Misa, she did not have enough from this Esrik all 7 days, she did not ruin it. Came along the last day and she bit it off to show that all 7 days I kept the mitzvah around. Just like I would not done anything to the Esrik first 7 days, only at the end. He also would have ate the das, would not ate it, would not touch it, would not nothing to do with it. And if it was chutzel, a mice, when I give birth, nothing should happen to me, to have the klala and the gerit the chavo. That's the tefillah she should say. Now, he's saying very clearly, on the last day, you take a bite out of it. The Maisa, according to the Ramah L'chol Pachas, you have a vatal the mitzvah esrog. How can you go do that over here? What's he had to go do that? You have a vatal it. Mogul Maisa says, that's, you see a lot of people do that way. The Chaim Brocha brings it down, according to my rib. Chaim Kvyevsky says, the Maisa you can. So he asks the question to Shmuel Kamnetsky, he wants to tie note. Why? Because he's not using the esrog. It's only with Derech Tegula. Get the Val the Shaila again, there's no one not using it. Derech Betel, there's a Betel going on with Anan Oshaboy. Atah Sheni, the Dark Chaim Hashem, the Munkach, he brings down this Elf Mogram and says it was not an old prince. It's not someone put in afterwards. Avad is also, you cannot go do that. Maisek, Solom, it's also. The Yashu says, what's the after? Maisek, it's also over here. You Mavad to the Mitzvah. And Nevin Sel says, the Maisek cannot do it. He says, do it after Sukkot. Don't do it on the last day. It sounds like the argument over here discussing is again, we have a bitter going on without having enough from it. We can argue maybe it's nichol together by not. And therefore, those who are telling you should not do it the last day, wait till after Yom Tov over here. Just to get specifically to this year, there's a shaila, can you do it in Esrog of Shemitah? Because the Maisa, it's not the derech to go take a bite out of something, and the loss to get Shemitah is the Esrog can only be used for its derech. So the tzatim makel is that the pitim itself is Eitz V'Almo. And therefore, the Eitz V'Almo of Kamlum Chaim Kineski, and we actually want to know the Maisa can't bite it off. But Maisa, you have to be careful. Sometimes even not when they bite it, they take a bite into the Esrog itself. Get Shemitah still, they can't, and I don't know any reason why they even do that for it. Could be they're not sure they're being machmer tight. Take a bigger shear chaz this year, take a bite into it. Not sure.
Past year, this year.
Past year. Past year. Fine. That's one sugya machat l'shem. Next sugya, sugya of bizei mitzvah. Again, that's the second sugya that called beitim and aleph. You're more discussing that a person cannot have a law by storing his money from the Neis Chanukah. The Mekoshu boy is from Dam. We see over there that we have a posik, a shav of a kisei. When you cover it, you could do it with a dime, not with your foot, not with a vaz or something. So this Indian, just like we say, Machan Hashem din deraisa, what about the Indian of Biza Mitzvah din deraisa not? So Pashas, we're coming from a posik. David the Chai Olam says for this reason the din deraisa, Shakil Ari writes din deraisa, come, it's Mavucho. What's the deraisa? Come look at Tula Shabbos, bring down from the Orach HaShulchan. Bunch of Nachmanides, if it's Rabbon or deraisa. Says if it's the raisa, then even by cotton, if you come to a vaza, you have to stop a cotton. You will not have a heter by chilishim by sakano. You will not have a heter of kavod prius. You won't have a heter of tiltel menatzad. And he wants to also tonight when I help, those are fine nafkaminas if it's the raisa. And the shak's ayah says is it didn't the raisa? Come a vaza mitzvah. What mitzvah? The mishabu and simnchav in the simnchav aleph example prima godim. Even a mitzvah drabonim. I mean this bizei mitzvah of vaza something side drabon side the raisa. Now the question is how to define this get over here. So first, Tesis by us is why do you have two sugyas for? Whatever sugya be is a mitzvah. And why do we have the sugya of muksa? What's the two different sugyas over here? So Tesis answers when it fell in Yontif, you only have the sugya of muksa. And Chalamoid, you only have the sugya of bizay. It sounds like if it fell on Chalamoid, you have neither one. You won't have bizay, you won't have tilta muksa. That's how the Mashur and the sugya says from Tesis, that Chabez and the Goyt Oshri is quoted that way. The Maisa, the Mishmur, comes to the Goyim and says, no, that's not Pshat and Taisvis. He has a different Pshat, which I'm not sure what Pshat is. The Maisa, he passes not the way. Even if it falls on Yontem, the Maisa is still you have the Sugya of Bizei Mitzvah. Now the question is, what is the definition of Bizei Mitzvah? What is the definition? To make it go with one Mahalach, the old Shitas, what? Machatis? Again, that's the Hechsha Mitzvah that we answered. Without the Hechsha Mitzvah, Machabah says, not nothing to get over here. But we're trying to divide up a few things. Now, they get the Bizei Mitzvah. In Bizei Mitzvah, there are three levels. Everyone knows there's a mitzvah. There's Tashmish the Mitzvah, and Tashmish the Tashmish the Mitzvah. Three different levels. Now, just go over how the Piskei Tshuva says it over in Kuf and Dalet, how big other places seem to go. That, what is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is very simple. The Sukkah on Sukkot is a mitzvah. The Dal Milim on Sukkot, a Shefa on Rosh Hashanah, a Begin of Tzitzis. These cases are cases of mitzvah. What's Tashmish the Mitzvah? Tashmish mitzvah is the same chayfet, but it's after the zmanah mitzvah, or even with the zmanah mitzvah, but not wait to a mitzvah right now. Meaning, a sukkah after sukkahs, that tashmish mitzvah. A case of shayfer after Rosh Hashanah is tashmish mitzvah. A begging of sittas with a pit sittas apostle, tashmish mitzvah. Right now, apostle. I mean, it's a beg. It is the chetz of the mitzvah, shloi bezmanah mitzvah. What? So a night, the Machlok is really the Rosh, the Rambam, and Yenval the Shelo, not clear. The third thing, what's Tashmish to Mitzvah? Is something that holds the Mitzvah. meaning a bag of a talus, a tashbush mitzvah. Because sometimes the talus can be a mitzvah, someone can be a tashbush mitzvah. But the bag is called tashbush to mitzvah. The bag of the box of the esrog is called tashbush to mitzvah. The case of that holds the shofar, your cups of Neres Chanukah are called tashbush to mitzvah. Why? It itself would never was and never will be a mitzvah. It holds the mitzvah inside. The mitzvah can be sometimes mitzvah or be tashbush to mitzvah. Even the holding thing is called tashbush to mitzvah. Those are first of a clear three levels. Halacha. Tashbush is the mitzvah chepsa, but not bezman mitzvah. Either sukkah after sukkahs, or the big day sitter when it's possible. But it has to be the chetz of the mitzvah. Now first, the case of the mitzvah itself, what's the halacha? So that we have the halacha, avad cannot be mishtamish, that's a piece of mitzvah. It cannot take money, it's shown in front of the chanuk neiris, having no alvet. That makes it also. Now, has one alam b'lzer, but once made into a mitzvah, the halacha is also. Interesting case they discuss. Now, there's a Beis HaLevi, in the end of Pasha Truma, he discussed the halacha in Yodei, it's in Rishmam test, is you cannot be vaza and oni. The clerking stocker. Says, you know why? If you would have given oni tzedakah, the one Bavatzia, Bavatzia says he became 8 mitzvahs or 11 mitzvahs, psukim. So the Maitre, he's a chetz of the mitzvah. And if you mavaz him, he brings down the Gemara and the Chabez, the Gemara and Tess and Sukkah. It says, you even isser the rice of mavaz a mitzvah. He's chetz of the mitzvah. Well, look at how far he took his side over here. He says, give an oni tzedakah, mavaz him, you even isser the rice of what a bizar mitzvah. Another example they discuss is, sorry, you can discuss. He sees a lot of times people take the tzitzis and put it in the kids' ears. Or nose, or whatever. Before, you're doing a tashmish chol with the chetz of the mitzvah. Before, it's also. Before, it's also.
Wake them up.
See, okay, if you come to wake them up to go learn, can't say. Before, it's also. When people take it tied to the chair on Simchas Torah, and the guy gets up and goes to the chair, and the talus falls off, before, that's an isser. Now, what people, some of it, they do a neva to it, some of them, they play around with it. You can also start clearing, because that tashma the chol, that's just really spacing out, just playing with the intensis. It's interesting, I saw the Pesach Tshuva, he discussed the gate to making a shamer when you have to go for a minyan. So people discuss different shamer. One of the he said to take your tzitzis, tie it to your chair or tie it to your button over your shirt, mind you can go down my roof. I'm not clear if you're allowed to go do that or not. I don't know if you thought about it. You could say, because getting you to go down my roof, but I'm not sure that there's a head over here. Yesh lodin, yesh lain. From the lines, we have a look at number one, the mitzvah itself, you cannot do any. Ishtamshis, any ishtamshis of cholam, I says also. Still in the case that's maguna, but any ishtamshis is also. The second level is the case when you have a sukkah after sukkahs, called tashmish to mitzvah. What's the loch in that case? So come on, really, the Rishonim is, we have one gemara that says you cannot be mishtamsh at all, tashmish chol. We have another gemara that says in Megill and Dachavol, the gemara says tashmish to mitzvah in the zirokim, throw it out. What's the difference? Says the Shulchan Gemara, the difference is once b'shas this mitzvah, once after the mitzvah, sukkah b'shas a mitzvah, you cannot, as a sukkah b'shas a mitzvah, you cannot mavaz it even in your nechol. Once after the mitzvah you can throw it out. Or can be thrown out. Now the question is, what does it mean you can't throw it out? So there are machlokes among the Rishonim, does it mean b'poil you can take the sukkah after sukkah and throw it into the garbage? You can mamash throw it out into the garbage? Or no, it means that you don't have to worry about it, you can leave it around, and it gets thrown out. If things happen to it, go takes it, no big deal about it. What does it mean, nizrokim? Meaning, you don't have to worry about it, it gets thrown out, or you'll have to throw it out. So the Mechaber, in Archaim Simuch HaValah, he brings down Lekula, he tells the loch is, the chudei tzitzis that came possible, he says, go throw it out. Go throw it into the garbage, no problem. As long as you don't do a maisa muguna with the profile, you can take it and wipe yourself with it. That about it also. Mashenkin, the Mosa Tzimim Machmer, and the Kavchaim, the Svan also seem to go like the Mo, that says you cannot be noig bezoin, and also not only that, you can leave it around. But to go throw it out, maisa cannot go throw it out. Says Rav Yish Medakim, even do a case of Genizel. That means last time people take the tzitzis and put in Genizel. Why? That's the Medakim of the Ramah, which there is a Shalak. Can you take your tzitzis and put in Genizel with all other Kedusha? One's a Sefer is Kedusha, and this is the only Tashmish to Mitzvah. So the Ginzei Kodesh is the Chodshani, and B'yashah says no Bezayin, you'll put out, put together with the same Genizel, one together with the other. I can't bring down Chaim Tetzi Machmer. The Maisel Anhoga seems to be people take the tzitzis and put in case of Genizel. Why? That's the Medakim of the Ramah. Otherwise, stamps will leave it around. Technically, it's mortar. No, it should not make a difference, because even if it's not possible, it's mitzvah, but the sacred also is kedusha. Kedusha overrides mitzvah.
It's
so you can still put in Geniza. You still can put in Geniza. No one's going to wear it anymore.
That's what I'm saying, but if it's possible,
still possible. They're still saying it since the Rambam says roi to put in genizel. Still, you like I'll put in genizel. It's not. How can you? Could people have to? The when it was has no use anymore. No one's gonna go wear it anymore. It's dirt and it's dirty and black. Yeah, right. So yeah, for genizel. Oh, that's what he says in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah says put inside your sefer as a bookmark. Why? Because they want me to do another mitzvah with it. Now, there's no deal of putting your sefer to store in your sefer. That's also. Now, I'm going to establish the sefer. Now, I'll do that. But to use it as a bookmark, he's supposed to go do that. So, that's what I'm saying is also. That's also. And along with that, the question is, who you have to take it out? When you see a guy here inside, he says, why did you have a go take it out? Because you have echoes to blow it out. I know it's not that simple why you have a right to go close it out because you see a guy here inside. No, the people store now. The swarm discussed where in the world they get to store styrus. It's a piskachuva in the Reish Pei Beis. I think discusses what are the people doing it for. They say the klipis and the tzitzis from the styrus they appeared, they put inside. Nice, you just take it out. Doesn't belong there. The swarm says also. Yeah, people, yeah, yeah, take it out. Nice. No. The question is that let's make a practical case. The on Sukkah, the shach, what to go do with it after Sukkah. So most of us have mats in America, you have bamboo, whatever, you store it. But over here, you see a lot of times they sell the green things. The green things people buy every year, and then they put in the garbage. What to go do with it? It's chach. The Levada has a sugya of bidah mitzvah, achas mana mitzvah. And the Amolamite says what to go do with it. He says you cannot put in the garbage. So you see now a lot of places have a special collection of just the chach. And I think what they're doing, they're just taking, putting a separate area, or whatever, they burn it, or maybe they have a certain place to put away. But to put in the garbage, so some people tell me, no, they don't. They put it next to the garbage, not in the garbage, and therefore the government takes it. The bayah is, in this country, my said they're Jews, my garbage collector is a yamko, Shem Torah Mitzvahs. Interesting guy, my said is, so him still he's also, even the chalunim are clothed, the exact address. Tell me he's an Arab, fine, then my said don't give. I know my said telling them to go do it, yishlo di yishlayim. But over here, my said to go put it out, I'm not sure what the hetu is, and therefore the correcting is, unless you serve with the mechaber. Well, otherwise, the amol halach is, my said supposed to be machmer, and the chur to put in the garbage, when near the garbage, you'll have a bayah to go do that. The last level, tashmish, the hold over here, the maestro can do even the maestro magunah. That means the vada can take your box of your esther, can put it in the garbage, no problem. They do say that let's say it's nikkur that came from a mitzvah, then the ginzai kodesh wants to bring down from the yashiv, it's better to not to mevazir. That means you have a talis bag that everyone saw is worn out, better not to throw it out. And even that revolves in the maestro, it's mutter. But things that are not nikkur, like the box of your esther, I think half the box of a esther, are not really being used for the esrog per se. Even before you have to throw it out, and the garbage, no problem.
But you could do something that's not
designed by attachment
to
the design?
It's not
designed. Yeah.
If you use your staff to cover your
porch. Yeah. Yeah, and they do, myself. People leave up all year. Yeah. Now, building upon this, come along the patient's custom. What about the Chilbuti Ne'er Shabbos? That we know that Allah will get to is that by Neres Chanukah, whatever is left over, the Olam is supposed to burn. But Neres Shabbos, there's an Issa not to it. By Neres Shabbos, what's left over, the Olam does not burn. What's coming to indicate that Chanukah versus Shabbos? So he's not in Dalam al Issa Kash. He wants to know, because by Shabbos, Yishiv and Matzapah, waiting for it to go out, because you want the oil. Which they point out themselves as Manazel, Lechora, leftover oil on Shabbos will have to burn. Because no one today is Yishiv and Matzapah for the oil. They point out, the place can not go this way, the Beis Yisrael being down from the Torah and the Gois Mordechai, a different shot, that since the whole Ner Shabbos is made for no, that's a function to enjoy it, therefore there's no Isser Mitzana no Shaboy. Masheng and Chanukah is also Bano, therefore the person cannot have no from it. They point out, that's very good Mitzana Sugya Mano. What about Mitzana Sugya Biza Mitzvah? What's the Loch in that case? That means, for example, we have leftover on Shabbos, you have some wicks left over, you have wax left over, you have oil left over. How can you throw them in the garbage? Very good to be in the Sugya Mitzvah. No, what happened to the Sugya Bidah Mitzvah? So numerous form, Shmuel Kamnetsky, Rabbi Yashiv, Mechad Kinyetsky, the Chodshani, they come along with Tainai Chanami, he's supposed to wrap it up. You have a Bayam Mitzvah, the Sugya of Bizoi, and the better thing to Mahadir is to wrap it up and then throw it into the garbage. Otherwise, put it straight into the garbage, you have a Sugya of doing a Biyadayim, putting it into the garbage, there's a Bayah over here. The Maisa, the Swarm was saying, is singing Mitzvah Hiddish Shavoy. They point out certainly the minig is not the way. Most people just take the wax, throw it in the garbage, they don't burn it, they don't wrap it up. The reason, one reason comes from Shlomo Zalman says no in it to Mahadir. It's brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosai. Why? Because Shabbos there's a difference in the case of Shofar and by Sukkah. Sukkah, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is what? The Sukkah, the Chetzah. I'm singing the Sukkah. By the Shofar, the Chetzah is the mitzvah. Here, the whole point of Neir Shabbos is for me, the Gavra, for me to enjoy. It's not me. There's no mitzvah in Neir Shabbos per se. The mitzvah is what? I should have no covered, only I should enjoy it. So it's all mitzvah me. What's left over, there's nothing here. There's no Kedusha in the Neiris. Sukkah, there's a Kedusha in the Sukkah. Esrik, there's a Kedusha in the Esrik. Here, there's no Kedusha in the Neiris. Neiris, the mitzvah me. When there's man up, my can do whatever I want it. So Shabbos Zalman says, the Maestro, no Kedusha, the Maestro can throw it out. Seems to be that Hogan. Shmuel Kamnetsky once timed this way. Also, Ikadin, Agam still says, there's Roy Mahadir, who said that's good enough Chiluk or not. Others. He's called Mitzvah Non, I'm Tzeb Zoyin. He just came to Chanukah versus Shabbos Mitzvah Non Shavoy. Burning it. Not saying how to throw it out. So you can throw it out. The question now is, what about Mitzvah Sukkah being the Mitzvah? What's your most makhmer? But only one time you always have a tear for the Mechaber Shito. I say the Mechaber number one. Number two, you can Mechal say there's no Kedusha in the Neres itself. But therefore, it seems to be an ogre to throw it out. I come to Ari Yechidah with Mitzvah to wrap it up. Mitzvah Sukkah being the Mitzvah. Now, we did have the locha that we mentioned about a month ago in Simon Ayin Reishay, the Sugah of Bizei Mitzvah before Neres Chanukah. The more brought down that a kotel should not be Orm in front of Neres Als Bizei Mitzvah. That we spoke about Barichas already that time. That's building really core from our Sugah, the Inna Bizei Mitzvah. Building upon that, we also mentioned in the Nachman Vaza, children being Orm in front of the Svar, the same concept of Bizei Mitzvah.
I can't even tell between the Shalhevis and the Wax. The Mitzvah is plain.
That's but the chetz of the mitzvah is off the oil over here. That's what you're doing the mitzvah with. You're burning the oil. It's like the sukkah, the esrog.
The sukkah is the mitzvah.
Here the shofar is what? The shofar is the call, the sound. What do you do with the shofar? Now, just in the Gerat Neres Chanukah, Maisa, after Chanukah, what to go do with it? So, the Tosafot read by us in the sugya wants a tainah just like a Shabbos Kavanah. Also, Chanukah you can't have an oil. The Maestro does not go the way. Since Chanukah afterwards, you cannot have an oil. And therefore, what's the correct thing is to go burn it. Now, just make it practical. In the Gerat to Chanukah, you buy a bottle, leftover bottle, do you have to burn? That no, that's one alam also. Chlor over here, Mechaber, Ramah, that's one alam also. Elamai, you have in the cups, you have oil. What about, what do you have to burn? The oil? And the wicks are just the oil. So look among the Rishonim and the Post and the Rant and the Torah and others, the Post moving down, you have to burn both the oil and the wicks. Both mice have to burn. And therefore, as Bakr Shiva Smir, every year Chanukah, we made a bonfire at 3 in the morning, last day of Chanukah, and you dance around it. And that's what the oil my yeshivas do. In my house, the mice always made a fire in my house last year, my wife was too happy. So all the years I usually do it outside, this year I didn't do it outside, and the mamash made a whole black part of the wall. Mice are the correct thing. Having enough because you dance around it. No, the point is to burn it and you dance around like Chanukah and Eretz also, you dance around it. But nice when you do it, do it very smart and your wife shouldn't catch you.
The oil you use the next day, huh?
How can you go use it?
It's
Chanukah.
Chanukah.
Oh no, so I'm talking about the last day Chanukah. Last day Chanukah.
Why can't you use the main oil?
No, so in the, not about the bottle, in the cup you left over oil. No, you lit it and it was left over. That was not, that is the chetzah of the mitzvah right now.
Yeah,
and if the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you have to burn the leftover oil and the place can say the wicks.
Why?
That's now this is part. Now look, let's say you have on Shabbos, you have a cup of oil.
Yeah.
It's lighting. Can you take out some of the oil?
No, because that's
Shem Mechavah. No, Shem Mechavah even this is the right song. No, not Shem. Shem Mechavah. No, without Shem Mechavah, that's the Rabbonim. You can take out part of the oil, mistapik menus chay vaskivoy. That means
yeah,
this
right.
Is the chef of the mitzvah. This is kivoy. This is part of the mitzvah.
That's because it's going to continue to burn.
So, two years among the Rishonim, the Rosh Hashanah, but this is part of the mitzvah.
It's already finished burning. It's finished.
No, okay. But the oil itself, you take out, is part of the mitzvah. It's just what happened. It went out by itself because the wick drowned.
Yeah.
And if the loch is Rishonim, it's very clear you have to burn it. Taisis by also by death burning.
Yeah,
oh,
you
no, first of those who want tiny, you can. Little time you can. No, the Maestro is a little bit different than Shabbat. Shabbat is a hidden Shabbat, and I'm not sure you have any chiv at all. Place the Chabbat of Shabbat, Chanukah. The central Chanukah is the Maestro to wrap it up. It's to burn it. Sorry? No, the one time, because it's also by no, this is more to by no. I cannot use it for Shabbat. No. No, but this is also by no, this is more to by no. I cannot use it for Shabbat.
I can use it for
what?
Sorry?
I'm not sure you're referring to.
But we're
so my said, first is first.
Is there anything you need to double wrap it?
If you put it in your oven, yes.
No,
I see by Chale also double wrap. I think that's, you know, you tell them not to double wrap because then they'll remember the oven, the correct thing to go do if they're being mixed on the oven.
Same thing you grab the one.
It's like not to do two bdikas you may vest because, you know, remember by design, yom, they do two bdikas also. I think that's one of the reasons why they have two bdikas you may vest. Otherwise, we make it even on the design yom. It's one of those things, you know, that can't keep the same words.
Any shame if they do double wrap?
Okay. But the mice, and again, first it's because, well, our psilis might be a little bit different, because our psilis, the mice are not made to burn out, they stay around. So, therefore, there isn't much b'shabs on the that the place my asking psilis is made to burn out. Mice is not that simple, so there's a shiva quality. First of all, our psilis, after a couple of times, do burn out. What he says, the mice is the oil inside the psilis, and they've got to burn inside the oil inside the psilis over here. The mice, so what to go do? You have really three options. Either where the place can bring down the cinematographer Shayin Zayin, Vishmur Magabram, make it tonight. Vishmur says very clearly, before Chanukah, not the last day of Chanukah. People make a mistake. They have to remember before the first day of Chanukah. Why? Because the first day you have left all oil over it. You put the second day, third day, fourth day. The last day is the last day you have all together, a mixture over here. So before Chanukah, you should make it tonight. And anything that's, I'm only make catch of the sheer Chanukah. And then whatever's left over, it's not Mekatz the mitzvah. There was, I would not max this Ladas for mitzvah. Make it time before, and if you get that, what do you go do? Then you make a bonfire, or someone tiny can wrap it up also. Now, this Indian of Biza Mitzvah, they discuss is it, let's say you're having a knot, but not something that's tangible. Let's say it's through a picture, or a sound, or through Reyach. Is it mutter? For example, can you take a picture of your Menorah Chanukah on Chanukah? You might be enjoying it. Oh, I got a valid picture. I have a picture of yours. The Isra Vazni said, "My says also it's a zolzol over here. I think Mishnah Shemit. Chaim can ask you, says the Ma'is. Then Hoga, as we see, is My says Motor over here. Other one time the Yaakov Yosef is Motor. That's because same thing going to the Kaisel. How do you take a picture by the Kaisel? Remember the five men of the Vav Yosef and Yaakov Yosef. My says also it's in the Kedusha, the base Medrash, the base of Knesset over here. People have all these pictures of the Kaisel. What's the ad over here? Again same, so it could be they're arguing upon the point. I see anyone might make about the kreisel. I'm not sure the same exact sugyo as Neir's Chanukah. Could be a kreisel is worse because one's a case of kedusha, one's a case of mitzvah. But my said sounds like there's an argument over here. Something that's not tangible is that nichol in the isra of having enough mit of tashmish tochol. Another example I see that those who want to make there are Neir's now that have been selling for the past 10 years on Chanukah. When you light it, it sings Moish Tor for you. Moish Tor, you should also see it singing. It goes for the next half hour singing. So once they discuss that nichol together having enough from the fire they're burning from Lachs Neris, so it's the Chag Knievsky and the Zilbashin and Lach Yosef, the mice and the Mekel. So somehow the Mekel over there by Mois Tzor, or someone tiny, let's say the Neris Chanukah have a good smell to it, the mice and the Mekel.
It's Shamash, no?
No, even the Neris Chanukah itself.
No, the Mois Tzor, I don't use it as actual. Thing.
Oh, I don't know what they do. I only saw it in Swarm. I never saw it, I only saw it in Swarm. No. None of my sorry. Maybe in your circles they do it.
No,
circles.
They're not.
I guess not. So, it could be the argument over here. Things are not tangible. Nichol together be the mitzvah. Just one last thing to get to be the mitzvah is to get to my kids. They like Hanukkah with wax. So I have to peel off that wax and the mice and burn it because the mice be the mitzvah. We have the chelik in the mitzvah. The question really is: all mitzvahs by ketanim are they nichol in the sugya of mitzvah over here? So we mentioned before in the Oinig Yontif want to taino that how in the world a person sit in the sukkah and have enough from it when it's raining l'chura it's also. He says, I l'chura that noshim also that have no chid sin in the sukkah, how in the world the noshim sin inside the sukkah? What taino could teach you came to do when they marry, but do you l'chura as a baya? I yes, the sukkah of Eleni Amalko, says Eleni Amalko, Echnami, the sukkah itself was not a mitzvah. I said the kids were saying, the Gemara says he had 7 kids. No, there's only chinuch, and as chinuch, there's no shame chaloi sukkah upon for chinuch. So he says the chiddush over here, there's no, the sukkah itself, the kids are not michal together, or machag l'shem, or sukkah l'shem, or bizeh mitzvah. The maestro swam disagree. At times, the menorah for kids, the maestro michal together, mitzvah, two ways of saying it over. Shlomo Zalman says, all neiros chanukah of your kids are mitzvah, and therefore either make it tonight, or we try to pull off whatever we can, and the maestro melt it, and burn the wax over there. Chaim Yaskin another said over the get it depends upon the get of chinuch. If it's worth a chinuch, it's a mitzvah. Less a chinuch, I do my pure life chanuk neres. Just so you should not get jealous of the other kids. Not mitzvah to give a chinuch at all. It just means on the get you shouldn't be jealous. That everyone else can play with fire and she cannot play with fire. That's not nothing to get a mitzvah.
But on the menorah itself, if you leave
it
next year,
why would it happen? If you leave it next year, okay.
Yeah.
Chaim, leave it next year. Maskil. But my what?
Menorah itself.
Throw out, that is a tashmish to mitzvah for the, yeah. Tashmish, yes. The cups also. Now we went through two sugyas, and the last sugya, our sugya, what's most of the mitzvah? The first, discussed the Rabban, now sugya that from May, says, doesn't understand, all mitzvahs are what? A makshadas merak. A makshadas mukhsaran kiss. Krish mat isa ham, I have nothing to do with. Here the maitha, I use it. It's a shamshas. I'm gaining out of it. Why in the world are makshadas from it? Where's that come over here? Says Ramban is a whole different ballgame. Once we see in the Torah we have an Issa Deraisa of Muksa, Negei Machag Lashem Afstuk Lashem, Negei the Sugya Bida Mitzvah, came on Ramban and said, we can extend it also Muksa Machmetz Mitzvah, Negei the Tiltul Muksa. That means the whole idea of Muksa Machmetz Mitzvah is coming from a whole new avenue, whole new ballgame, even Shimon agrees to this. It's not a Sugya Vakitsa. It's a sugya that we have muksa by machag l'shem. We have muksa by visa mitzvah. We say also muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, total muksa. Therefore, makes sense. We mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago, migdas katzoy ben shmoshes is katzoy le kuliyomai, where a shaylev is even 1 second, or the whole time ben shmoshes. They point down the chorus. The halacha over here, tavrei shlam and ches, is you have to even 1 second as a baya. Now, like the mishavu says, a whole time ben shmoshes. It's a stiro. Tavrei shlam azam and a vosner. Why? Because muksa machmas mitzvah is a different ball game. There were more machmer. Why it makes a lot of sense? Because that's coming from different makor. Not coming from the sugar of Akhtasar, coming from the sugar of mitzvah. Didn't there raise the machag l'shem, afsuk l'shem? That's why two different categories over here. Now, this the halacha shabbai comes out. It's number one, anything that's muksa machmas mitzvah, instead of the sugar of machag l'shem, abizoy, the issa of tiltul. That's the Ramah brought down by us, Safar Islam Chesed Beis. A second thing is dach v'shabbos yontem, not by Chalamoy, it speaks out the Rishonim of the Paiskim. Now, what's the sugya muksa? They point out it'll have a klolam of muksa. They have example, you do tiltal begufay, you do tiltal metzad, graf shuri, for example, let's say you sing the sukkah, and the schach falls down on the table. Can you go move it? So it says to be a lochon tofer, shlam ches, has a klolam of muksa. Therefore, he says, if a person is a case of graf, it's mias, it's a lach, Maisha says then the person can move it. Over here is one of the writers that discuss what's the definition of graf, is it inimus or nimus. Gam they point out that they sure wants to machab between Shabbos and Yontif, that by Shabbos he wants to get could be in Nimus, mashing in Yontif to get of Nimus over here, that's to be a loch over here. So to be a loch, if you cannot do that, you have a head to have Tiltum Metzad, Tiltum Agufoy, has a sugar what of Muksa Machmas, mitzvah of the sugar of Muksa over here. However, speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, this halacha of Muksa Machmas mitzvah is that with the whole entire Shtamshah is only for mitzvah. But let's say your Shtamshah has two uses. For example, in Esrig, can you move a Stamazoi, not for mitzvah? Everyone does. What's the answer? Says Mishnah Berurah. You know why? Because the Esther gets two establishments. Mitzvah, and also the smell. We might not do that today anymore. We might say, as use of smelling. So since there are two establishments, therefore we're not going to put on the sugar amongst the machmas mitzvah. Because that's establishments, that's not negated to a mitzvah. And that's allowed to move it. What? You last smell it, right? They can't smell it? So after brachas, we learn brachas, we have a bias smelling it because you don't know what bracha to make. So the bracha shaboy, that's why you don't smell it. Yeah, that's what we had. But that means that without bracha, it might see a lot of smell it. Now just make one last case, is that discuss, people keep 2 days yontif, which all should be zechen out the way, is that the second day yontif, you usually have wax left over the first day. People in the cup want to take out the wax, or the wick, a little bit of stuff behind, the metal thing behind. Can you go do that? What's the question? Maisa, it's muksa. The wax is muksa machmas mitzvah, and how in the world can it talk with on Shabbos on Yontif? Oh, so come along, you keep arguing once again, the Vamas has a figure of Eichel Nefesh, from Zamas not to everything, it says, Echonami, you have to do it, Tiltum Natsad, the clone negate to muksa. If Tiltum, you take a knife, according to Mishnah Berurah, Nichol Negeta, Ide Dova Acher, and you need a mukkah, it'll be more to Kohen Nechandish, it won't be Nichol Negeta, or Kohen Negrad, Ziyadar Rech, it won't be a vetter. Kohen Negrad, Zichandish, you won't have a vetter. Kohen Mishnah Berurah, you'll have a vetter. But make sure you don't do it with your fingers. Don't make sure it has a clone to get to the sugya muksa. Otherwise, you have a bayam, it's not a sugya. Again, feed the Mishnah Berurah, that's what you can go do. Correct.
In this scenario, that's the most normal way to do it, with a knife.
So we said, by sweeping, even though it's normal, it's called Mishibur Kula, tells me that's that. According to him, I hear, but you're asking upon him. I'm not clear how to answer. I don't know how to answer sweeping, and I've answered that question either. But so my kids, we went into three things. I think hopefully I made it clear. Three sugyas, machal Hashem, asugla Hashem, visa mitzvah, and muksa machmas mitzvah, bez Hashem. On this week we have Chazara. Thursday we'll have a kaz. On the end of Thursday.
Thursday we have
Flesh Kazim? No. The end of Thursday, the end of the last half hour, Sadie will go to the lock in the gate to Tishbal, Ashkala, Moshe Shabbos.
Slop on.